good showing yesterday on Tuesday at Sugar Hills and Goodland at the Goodland Golf Invitational here. Second place as a team, and we'll talk with a couple of the golfers. There are a couple of juniors. We're going to start off with Tracer Chapman here. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. Is this your first time on?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
All right. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
All right. Part of the varsity squad that's had a really good run this year. Third place finish and then a second place finish yesterday. And you got the 18 in once again. And how did that, how'd you feel like that went for you?
I started off pretty well off the tee box. I was hitting really well. I was landing a couple fairways compared to, you know, down in Buffalo Dunes. I wasn't hitting very many fairways. So it was a nice change to go up to Goodland and hit a lot more fairways there.
Yeah, it's always what's the key to, you know, trying to make par, get as close to par as possible?
I think it's a lot of the mindset, especially off the tee box. If you mean, if you're scared, I mean, it's going to, there's going to be a direct result on your tee shot. I mean, you're going to be overthinking about a lot of things, and you might pull your shot, and you can't risk that.
Well, did you feel like that was one of your better golf scores you had?
No, I feel like I could have golfed a lot better. The greens really did some work on me. It was really difficult to read them, and I did. If I had read them a lot better and landed a lot more putts, I'd have been a lot lower.
What would you like to see score-wise in some of those 18-hole rounds?
Personally, I would just like to break 100 and just go lower from there. But, I mean, I got a couple things to work on before that can happen.
All right. Well, Tracer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. You're off to a good start here this year, and congratulations on a good day yesterday, and good luck with your busy week next week.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Tracer Chapman joining us here, and another junior joins us here, and Coy Vans here. And Coy, how's things going for you?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Doing all right. Thank you. Just living the dream, man.
Good.
Living the dream. Yeah, well, yesterday up to Goodland, you had to, I know, had to set your clocks back an hour to adjust to the time there, local time in Goodland. But golf-wise, how'd that day go for you?
I golfed about as good as I could for the rough start I did. I started out my first three holes really, really bad. But then I got into the groove of things, and I kind of picked it up, and I ended up going towards the team score, so that was good.
What was the mindset when you had to kind of adjust to make yourself, to correct a lot of the things that you were doing wrong there early on?
I just needed to, like, relax. I felt like I was kind of worked up at the beginning, but then I just took a breath, and I was like, it's all going to be fine. And then we kind of fixed it at the end.
How tough is it just to say, you know what, I need to move on?
It's a lot harder in golf than it is other sports, because it's just you out there, and you got to do it by yourself. You ain't got no teammates to pat you on the back or anything. It's just you.
What's the best part of your game?
Probably chipping, I guess.
Yeah, chipping, okay. Good chipper, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And of course, you get it on the green quite a bit, right?
All the time.
All right. What's been your favorite course?
This year, probably Buffalo Dunes better than Goodland, just because I hate the trees.
Yeah, we're not used to them.
No.
All right. Well, you've had a good start to the year here, Coy. Thanks again for the time, and good luck to you coming up here.
All right. Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Coy Vance joining us here. That means we get to talk with Coach Brian Gentry here next, as Scott City will have a busy week next week, three golf meets and 54 holes, but they had another 18 and yesterday, and a good day for you guys yesterday, Coach. Second place as a team and behind a pretty good Hoxie team, but overall, I think you had to like where you guys were from tournament one to tournament two.
Yeah, it was – Hoxie's really good. They always are. Got a tough team, and we've got to find a way to, you know, get our 4, 5, and 6s down, and they will. But very tough conditions yesterday. It always is, and I was talking to a lot of the coaches up there, and nobody seems to think they play their best up there. But a lot of trouble that you can get yourself into, and I think Coy said it. You know, Buffalo Dunes was his favorite because it's in the best shape, you know, and it's a forgiving course if you spray it around a little bit, whereas yesterday it's not. I mean, you can get yourself into some serious trouble. And when the wind's, you know, shifting every other hole, it's tough to accomplish. And all the scores were up a little bit for everybody, you know, Hoxie, us, and on down the list. But they battled the conditions. I thought they had some composure about them. That's tough in golf, you know, when things aren't going the right way. You only have yourself out there you know, most of the time. And if I'm 4 miles away, I probably can't get to you very quickly. But, you know, Eli played, struggled a little bit in the front and made a couple adjustments and really turned it around in the back nine. And so, you know, I think he's headed in the right direction. There were some things to see out there yesterday. I mean, with the wind and, you know, getting to play it downwind a few holes. Saw some drives that I've never seen in my life that went pretty far. And it was pretty incredible.
That's what I heard about that today. And you had a tournament champion again with Jackson there, one shot better than the second place finisher. And you also had Jaden as a medalist. And I believe Dylan was pretty close as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he was 16 okay. out of top 15 medal, I think. So, yeah, I mean, and Dylan played well. There was just a few holes in there that got him, and it can get anybody. I mean, you got out of bounds on one side and native grass that's 4 foot tall that you can't find a ball in on the other side. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I thought they had handled themselves better. More experienced, mm-hmm. I think, than maybe we were a year ago. You know, guys that have been into the thick of it and had to get themselves out of some trouble. And so I thought they did a good job.
You know, you've played 36 holes so far this year, and from what I understand, you're going to have a busy week here next week. You're going to get 54 holes in, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be a grind, but hopefully the weather forecast holds up the way that it looks because, you know, it'll be good conditions, it looks like. Ulysses Monday. Thursday is going to be a tough one mm-hmm. because we got out of one of our tournaments so that we could go down to Dodge City and play at Mariah Hill. Which is where State's at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just got the letter from them. And so we've got Cape and Mount Carmel, Derby, a couple of Wichita schools in there. And I started looking at some of the team scores. And it's but, you know, we're not going up there to to really, you know. And Heston's there, so the defending 3H state champs. But we're going up there to, you know, get a little experience with the course. But it's a great course, and I think our guys will play well at it. You know, so but it'll be fun up there, and I think it's really going to be a game changer for our guys going forward because they're going to get to play with guys that are really, really good. Garden City's up there, you know, they're varsity. Yeah. Hayes is varsity, so I think it's going to be a great opportunity for our guys to just see other players and kind of how they go about their business on the golf course.
I'm just getting you to ask, you were talking about all the schools that are going to be there, how good programs, and it's like, this almost feels like it's going to be a Hoosiers moment for your team in the golf setting.
Yeah, well, out of bounds is still going to be out of bounds. There's no 10-foot rims, but it's not going to – you still got to hit the ball in the hole at the end of the day, and so that's what we got going for us there. We know the rules. But it is. It's crazy, you know, because – you know, much like tennis, when you get to 3A regionals and state, you get out of your vehicles and, you know, it's me with my guys or Corbin with his guys and then Wichita Trinity or Collegiate's coming out of their vehicles and they scatter to go to their individual coaches. And it's wild, you know. So I've got a pretty good idea of what's going to happen next Thursday too. And it's going to be interesting, but I think our guys are going to really enjoy it. It's a great opportunity for us. You know, thanks to Aaron for getting us into it. Cause you know, we got out of going to Lakin and going to, you know, a very nice course at Mariah Hills. And, mm-hmm. You know, with that being said, we didn't know Lakin was going to get regionals. So now we don't need to play that course, but at the same time, it's a great opportunity. We're going to get to play several good courses this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next week's going to be a busy one.
Should be a fun one as well here. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here, talking golf here. And thanks again. Good start again yesterday for you guys. And good luck next week. We'll talk to you after, I guess, Ulysses.
Sounds good, Adam. Thanks.